Tattoos have long been a rite of passage in the U.S. military. For some soldiers serving in Iraq, it's no different, although it's not considered safe enough to wander off base in search of a tattoo parlor. So two soldiers at Camp Volunteer in Baghdad have started their own body art parlor, and they're making a tidy profit. Christian Foden-Wenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
32-year-old Sergeant Shane Carpenter is married with three kids, works for the local power company, and usually resides in the small Oregon town of Malala. But at the moment, his membership in the National Guard means he's stuck in Baghdad, squatting on the roof of the crumbling Iraqi Olympic Training Center so as not to get shot. He explains that he's about to get the same sword and spurs tattoo that most of his Delta Scout platoon sport.
Our unit lost three soldiers about 4 or 5 months ago, and they all meant a lot to us, and they all had got their Cav Scout tattoos, so we're it's kind of something in remembrance of these guys too as well, so it goes way back.
Your name's going on first, Carrie.
The makeshift tattoo parlor is inside the dilapidated shell of an old sports training building. Soldiers have made it their own with sandbags to protect the windows, vivid spray paintings and graffiti reflective of the largely male environment. Pain is temporary, chicks dig scars, glory is forever. Specialists Andrew Stoker and Charles Simi have christened their little enterprise the Liquid Image. Stoker says Simi started by doing a few tattoos for his friends, and then, because there's not much else to do here, appointments started flooding in.
He was pretty stressed out, and he was like, he came to me and was like, can you help me? Can you just, do this? And I said, okay, but you're going to give me free tattoos. And he said, okay. So that's basically what I've been doing. I carry the list, I do the booking, I run around and get stuff. I'm like his personal assistant now.
The pair has needled hundreds of soldiers over the last few months, charging about $100 a pop. Simi says their biggest problem was Oregon National Guard's top brass.
At first they were a little sketchy about it, and they had the PA, that's the physician's assistant, come over here to shut me down because he wasn't too sure about what's going on, but he left with a tattoo, so I guess he was happy.
Was that a bribe, or he just trusted you?
No, he was satisfied with what was going on. He came in here, and he was like, well, damn, I didn't know that you were... You're fairly clean, I went through the trouble to tile the floor and everything.
Simi slaps on a pair of latex gloves and tosses out the same line he's used hundreds of times before.
Are you ready for your search?
Simi applies the image of two crossed swords onto Sergeant Carpenter's arm with rubbing alcohol, underarm deodorant, then carbon copy paper. Carpenter chatters nervously as he waits for the needle to start working.
It hurts a little bit.
You think you can do this for the next 3 hours?
Yeah.
A state tattoo license runs into thousands of dollars in Oregon, not to mention the necessary schooling. But at this moment, for specialists Simi and Stocker, the Beaver State is a long way away, and business is booming. For NPR News, I'm Christian Foden-Wenzel.